Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having David Rodriguez on the show. David is a new friend. He's a Global Chief Human Resources Officer for Marriott. And he is an award-winning executive, and he's here to talk to us about, he manages thousands and thousands of employees around the world, three-quarters of a million people that he oversees around the world, in 129 countries, 7,000 properties. How about that, folks? That's a talk about a job. He's got a big wheelbarrow to push, doesn't he? And he's here to talk to us about what they're doing to find success and what you and I can learn from that. David Rodriguez, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's great to join you today.
It's good to have you here. I appreciate you. You know, when I think of when small business owners think about companies like yours and they look at those numbers, 7,000 people. Some people would be impressed. All we think about is, man, I'm glad I'm not making that payroll.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So we look at things a little bit differently. Before we can admire the greatness, we think about covering the bank. So one of the things that we've been talking about today on the show is our values, core values. We've already been talking about that on the show today. And we spend a good bit of time on this show talking about these intangibles, because a lot of the time small business owners spend in their business, almost all of it, are on tangible things, real customers, face-to-face, real products, real trucks, real employees, those kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to have the time to be the CEO that thinks about culture, about core values and about culture. And how to develop that, and one of the things we're trying to do is help them understand that even whether you're a small business or you're a company like Marriott, these are intangibles that help you to find success if you manage them properly. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's absolutely right, and as you well know, for most businesses, their payroll is their biggest expense line, and
that's
so
right.
You know, getting your full money's worth is really where your success either comes or not. So, yeah, we take our culture really seriously. And, you know, I just heard a chef, talk about his business, and he put it very simply. He said, look, I know my customers taste the culture in my kitchen. If my cooks and my workers aren't feeling happy about their work, trust me, my customers are going to taste that, mm-hmm. and they're going to think twice about coming back to the store, to the restaurant.
Absolutely. So when you think about culture in your job, when you look out across the globe at your operations and your people out there, you know, working hard for you. As I said earlier off the air, I'm a big customer of yours. I'm going to be on the road the next 2 weeks, and I'm sure I'm going to be at least in a couple of Marriotts. And, in fact, I know I will be the first of next week in Houston. And so when you look at all that and you think of culture, what can you break that down to a small definition, something the essence of culture?
Yeah, we keep it pretty simple. Sort of the personality of the company. And I tell you what I do. You know, when I go through our hotels, I just walk around and ask our employees, what's it like to work here? And what I'm listening for is, do they talk about friendships? If I hear them talking about friendships in the workplace, then I know it's going to be a place where guests are probably going to be made to feel like friends and family. That's huge for a company in the service industry. If I hear them talk about how they feel people really listen to their ideas, I know it's going to be a business where they're going to be able to innovate and think of better ways to get business done. So it really is about what the employees are experiencing on a day-to-day basis, and And it makes all the difference, you know, to our customers and to our employees.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you a little story. For the last 12 or 13 years, I've been broadcasting my show from the Marriott Waterway in Houston, in the Woodlands, I should say, in the Woodlands.
No, that hotel, sure.
Well, yeah. And those people, there's a room down there that they set aside for me so I can broadcast my show live from that golf tournament, the Insperity Invitational. And Alex is the lost, is the security guy. Margaret is going around the rooms checking them out. I know their names. They know my name. And when I show up there on Monday, Alex is going to be there. He's going to toss me the keys to the room. They've already got it fixed up for me. And Margaret will come by during the show and stick her head in while I'm literally on the air and wave at me. I mean, that's culture you can cut with a knife, isn't it?
That makes all the difference. You know, if your employees...
Hey, David, hold on. I got to take a quick break. This is how this works. We're going to come right back with David Rodriguez. He's with Marriott. He's in charge of HR there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.